studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz. You're listening to Earth First Radio. Stay tuned for No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music.
You're cutting chainsaws, killing the trees, something, everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run, but there's nowhere to go when the job is done. All takes place. We've got to stop this inhuman race.
And welcome to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Each week I bring you No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music for activists on the front lines of the environmental movement. In the news, you'll hear about corporations, government agencies, and people who are killing the planet, and the folks who have detailed information about saving what's left. They all have names, addresses, phone numbers, fax numbers, email, or web addresses, so please get a pencil or a pen and some recycled paper to write down the information, because this isn't couch potato radio. It's activist radio, and I'm asking you to take down the information and act on it. You really can make a difference by writing letters, sending faxes, and making phone calls when you aren't out in the woods up in a tripod or a tree sit or locked down in that dragon at the road blockade. If you do have information, news, announcements, or anything else for Earth First Radio, please keep your pencil and paper handy, because I'll give you the contact information later on in the show. And as always, we're going to start out with action news. Direct action in the forests of Ohio. Activists have taken to the trees in southeastern Ohio in defense of this amazing place we call home, the eastern forests. Ohio state forests are being logged without care for ecological damage, wildlife habitat, or public input. It's time to stop this farce. Come join us in the Zaleski State Forest as we fight to keep what forests we have left. Friday, 31st of August, concerned citizens took the trees to stop the logging of Zaleski State Forest in southeastern Ohio. The protesters suspended themselves in trees in order to further impede cutting of the public forest. They have vowed not to come down until their concerns about the mismanagement of Ohio's state forests are taken care of. Members of the Buckeye Forest Council and the Hawking Earth First are working to stop the sale, calling it one of the most damaging sales in the Ohio Division of Forestry has ever planned. This action, designed to prevent any further logging from happening, kicked off with a public rally. The Ohio Division of Forestry is logging the heart out of one of the most biologically rich forests we have left in this state, said Susan Heitker from her perch high above the ground. But it goes beyond this one sale. Less than 2% of the forests in Ohio are publicly owned state forests. This land must be protected for wildlife habitat and recreation, not to cut down to make paper or pallets. This particular sale, known as the King Hollow Timber Sale, is less than 2 miles away from a popular Lake Hope State Park in Vinton County, Ohio, and is adjacent to the Zaleski Backpacking Trail, one of the most popular hiking trails in the state. Many view the King Hollow Sale as the last straw in the continued abuse of Ohio's state forests. At 292 acres, this cut is approximately 3 times the size of the average state forest timber sale. The King Hollow Sale is divided into 6 sections, with one section being clear-cut and numerous smaller clear-cuts being scattered throughout the other sections. Clear-cutting is a logging practice that involves cutting every single tree. Clear-cutting causes soil erosion into adjacent streams, degrades the forest by allowing invasive edge species access into the forest interior, and displaces wildlife that requires interior forest habitat. Studies suggest that each time a forest is logged, it will never fully recover. The Ohio Division of Forestry claims to be managing for multiple use, or is that abuse, yet they are logging one of the most biologically diverse and well-hiked forests in the states, says Sabrina Gorbert of the Buckeye Forest Council. Adding insult to injury, the logging road for this sale actually crosses the Zaleski Backpacking Trail, one of the only 2 backpacking trails in the state forest system. The Ohio Division of Forestry also claims that logging increases wildlife diversity. However, the Department of Forestry fails to reveal that the wildlife is benefited by logging is already abundant in the state. I guess they're talking about deer. Conversely, the wildlife that is harmed by Department of Forestry logging depends on large areas of healthy forest and is rare throughout the state. The Department of Forestry is actually reducing wildlife diversity by degrading vast, large areas that interior forest-dependent species rely on. The Department of Forestry is not required to do none environmental assessment before cutting public land, and current law does not allow for public input into the Division of Forestry's decision-making process. Does that shock you? Well, if you live in Ohio and it does, call the Buckeye Forest Council office for more details and directions on how to get to the site. Their number is 740-797-7200. Once again, that number for the Buckeye Forest Council, 740-797-7200. Or you can check out the following websites, www.buckeyeforestcouncil.org. That's buckeyeforestcouncil.org. Or www.athenscommons.org/earthfirst, EF, exclamation point. athenscommons.org/EF. Moving to Africa, here's a plea from Nigeria Earth First. Help us. Greetings, folks. I'm Winters Negbenabor, so I'll get that name right, one of the many volunteers of Earth First Nigeria. This is a follow-up to our first call for assistance for Nigeria Earth First. We are using this medium to call for support from all our colleagues, Earth Firsters, RTS groups, various activist movements, and individuals or groups that believe in the African people's struggles and share solidarity with us. Nigeria Earth First is currently facing lots of challenges. Our operation environment is highly littered with all forms of ecological, social, and economic abuses. These abuses range from environmental human rights violations, full impact of economic globalization, dominating powers of multinational corporations and their evil government collaborators, and above all, the full presence of the dictatorial arms of the WTO, the World Bank, the IMF, the IFC, the ADB, are even causing more havoc here in Africa than anywhere else in the world. The African continent has been generally cited and documented as a dumping ground for toxic substances and unquestionable exploitation of local resources with no atom of regard or compensation for the local people or their communities. On a global view, the Nigerian Niger Delta is on record as one of the most threatened, degraded, and neglected deltas in the world. It is also on record that the Niger Delta is one of the richest deltas in the world, being blessed with abundant crude oil, rich vegetation, and countless other natural resources. This region and many other parts of Africa have long been the business target of many multinational corporations and the neoliberal economic institutions. Their full presence in Africa has, to date, been a horrible threat to the peace and development of the Niger Delta people and the other communities in Nigeria and Africa in general. Earth First Nigeria is a group of activist collectives have raised determination to finally bring an end to all forms of anti-Africa people's welfareism and resist the oppressive arms of dictatorships, government, and all multinational corporations, including the WTO, IMF, World Bank, IFC, etc. To achieve these goals, Earth First Nigeria have lined up various people awareness and empowerment projects, ranging from local community mobilization to direct actions as a way of reversing all forces working against our welfare. Just recently, we have started championing R3 Global Campaign. The R3 Global Campaign is known as Refuse, Resist, and Reclaim. This campaign is to harness local and global solidarity, bringing an end to all forms of oppression, marginalization, environmental degradation, human rights violations, and all anti-people welfareism actions that currently dominate the African terrain. We have planned lots of actions and projects, but we have financial limitations in funding our various empowerment programs. We are using this opportunity to call for funding and donations, contacts, and resource materials like publications, videotapes, posters, etc. for Nigeria Earth First. Kindly donate to us today. We need your solidarity to win the African people's struggle. The African people's struggle is our collective struggle. Whether the North or South, we are faced with a common future. We look forward to receiving your donation and all forms of support. Should you need information on how you can donate to us, please contact us through Environmental Rescue. That's environmentalrescue@yahoo.com. Moving to Northern California, here's the latest from the good folks in the Matoll. A Humboldt County judge has just approved Timber Harvest Plan 00020, so we need people to fill the forest come one, come all. On Monday, August 27th, a Humboldt County judge passed his ruling on THP 00020. Giving Maxam Corporation the go-ahead to log yet another grove of old-growth Douglas fir trees in the Matoll River watershed. Known as the Matoll Free State by the local activist community, activists have been occupying the Matoll Free State since October of last year and now another influx of activists is needed to help defend the old-growth firs. We still have visions of packing the forest with hundreds or even thousands of people. We have the support network to feed as many people as we can get, so come on out, get out of the cities, and try some good nonviolent forest activism. For further information, contact North Coast Earth First at P.O. Box 28, Arcata, California, 95518. Once again, that's North Coast Earth First, P.O. Box 28, Arcata, California, 95518. If you're planning on going to the woods, they would like you to either call or visit them in Arcata. Give them a call at 707-825-6598. That's 707-825-6598, and get in touch before you do go out there, okay? The Judy Berry, Daryl Cherney trial is picking up. They're going to get started October 1st, I believe, just a month away or so. In a note here, they said, "We just took out a three-month lease on a lawsuit media office four blocks from the courthouse in downtown Oakland. We have seven rooms, some of them cubby holes, and got a great deal on a great office. Please contact Daryl as soon as possible if you can help with the following." And the number is 707-923-4949. That's 707-923-4949. Daryl says he needs the following items immediately. So get your pencil and paper ready. Starting off, folks to help us gather and move all of the stuff. Lots of bookshelves, big enough for 12-inch binders, six desks, a conference table, phone lines, fax machines, desk chairs, futons, lamps, computers, if you can afford them, IBMs and Macs, a scanner for the computers, TVs and video players, stereos, cassettes, CDs, Xerox machine, coffee machine, a whiteboard, four or five file cabinets, a bicycle or two, storage cabinets, card tables, folding chairs, pens, staplers, scotch tape dispensers, loose leaf binders, a lot of those, a vacuum cleaner, garbage cans, a paper shredder. See if you can scam some 8.5x11 paper from your office and send it out there. Clocks, 10x12 manila envelopes, etc. Also on the list is a 1981 Subaru station wagon. It needs to have decent external and internal condition for use in comparison to the car in which Judy and Daryl were driving. We need to take out a seat or two, but they'll put them back, and the car does not necessarily have to be in running condition. They'll tow it, and of course you'll get the car back in one piece. So once again, that phone number is 707-923-4949 if you can help out. If you want to send email, it's ensopro, E-N-S-O-P-R-O, at asis.com, ensopro at asis.com. And he says, "We also need a bunch of four-line phones. Viva Judy," and that note from Daryl Cherney. Let's move to Oregon here. Rusty saw was not auctioned. That's a set story. August 29th, a group of about 20 concerned citizens visited the Salem Bureau of Land Management office to protest the auctioning of two timber sales, Rusty Saw and Fawn Creek. We were met by about 64 heavily armed Salem police and BLM rangers. I wonder what they were there for, expecting trouble, I guess. Apparently, the show of protesters and armed police frightened away any potential bidders on the timber sale because no one showed up to bid on Rusty Saw, and fewer than usual showed up for bidding on Fawn Creek. It might be going too far to say we stopped the bidding on Rusty Saw, but our presence certainly contributed to the failure of the Bureau of Land Management to receive any bids on that timber sale. So good job to all of you who showed up. In a second success story, the Hood River clear sale is on hold. In recent conversations with timber sale planners in the Hood River District, Mount Hood National Forest, Bark has learned that the clear timber sale has been put on hold. Many of you may remember clear as the sale that Bark visited on a snowshoe last winter. It is a huge sale located immediately north of the Mount Hood Wilderness and just south of Lawrence Lake. Clear is by no means canceled, but after working on it for several years, the Forest Service has decided it is not a priority and are now focusing on other projects. It is possible that all of our vocal and early comments had an effect on their decision. You bet. As with Rusty Saw, I'm sure our actions aren't the only factor in their decision, but it can't be a coincidence that Clear had received a lot of attention and now it is on hold. Another good job to all of those who took action. And in other Oregon news, the Hood River Chi sale is to go ahead on September 28th at 9 a.m., The Hood River District is auctioning the Chi Timber Sale on Friday, September 20th at 9 a.m. at the Barlow Ranger District Office, the address 780 Northeast Court Street in Dufour, Oregon. Chi is located just north of the above-mentioned Lawrence Lake in the Middle Fork of the Hood River watershed. She emanates from the Yucca Environmental Area, released in 1997. The Yucca EA was divided into four sales, Yucca 2223, She and Stick. I love these Forest Service sale names. They're really ugly. Yucca has been logged. Yucca 22/23 and Stick have been sold but not logged, and now Chi is up for auction. Chi is 153 acres, 2.6 million board feet, includes riparian logging, and a wide variety of age classes are in that sale area. If you want more details of a planned protest at that auction, contact BARC in Portland, Oregon. Their number, 503-331-0374. That's 503-331-0374. And you can always visit their webpage at www.bark-out.org. That's bark-out.org. Animal Liberation Front news. Labor Day Liberation, 750 ducks, whack, released. In an anonymous communique, the Animal Liberation Front claimed responsibility for the liberation and release of 750 ducks and an unknown number of ducklings from Whistling Wings, a duck breeding facility in Hanover, Illinois. Located at 113 Washington Street, Whistling Wings is one of the largest duck breeding facilities in the United States. They breed and ship ducks and ducklings to hunting and game farms, taxidermists, and research facilities across the world. The Animal Liberation Front activists open all the cages and barn doors for the ducks to escape to freedom, states the letter received by the ALF press office. The Animal Liberation Front believes that ducks and all water birds and animals have an inherent right to live their lives free from pain, suffering, and torture. The ducks bred at Whistling Wings were destined for a short life of suffering and death when they are sent to hunters, taxidermists, and vivisectors. Earlier this year, on April 28th, the ALF rescued 230 ducklings from the Cornell University Duck Laboratory in Eastport, New York. In that action, the ALF physically removed all the animals and brought them to a sanctuary. It is unclear at this time whether there are any connections between Whistling Wings and the Cornell Lab. The Animal Liberation Front is an international underground movement of compassionate people who work anonymously to rescue animals from places of abuse and to cause financial damage to animal abuse industries through a strategy of nonviolent property destruction. Right on. And in 20 years of ALF actions, there has never been an injury or death caused to any animal or human in the course of their actions. If you'd like to contact the North American Animal Liberation Front press office, here's the number, 250-703-6312. Once again, that's 250-703-6312. And not to be left out, the Earth Liberation Front strikes Cold Spring Harbor Laboratories again. That's out on Long Island, sabotages a newly built biotech building. The ELF has officially claimed responsibility for sabotaging a new biotech building at Cold Spring Harbor Laboratories on August 21st. This is the second time the ELF has targeted this facility in just over a year. A communique sent by the ELF states, here activists inflicted heavy damages to their exterior air filtration and coolant systems by smashing thermostats and computer instruments and damaging extensively insulation to coolant pipes. The building was donned with slogans denouncing genetic engineering, one reading, tampering with biodiversity equals extinction, the other reading, love Earth Liberation Front. Upon retreat, windows were also smashed. The Earth Liberation Front is an international organization, underground organization that uses direct action in the form of economic sabotage to stop the destruction of the natural environment and exploitation of life. Since 1997, in North America alone, ELF has caused over $40 million in damages to entities profiting from the destruction of life. The communique continued, this is a warning shot from the Long Island community to the labs that the technologies they develop have potentially drastic and lethal consequences. Be forewarned, we are watching your every move, and if you thought for one second you could keep your new Plainview lab location under wraps, you were gravely mistaken. We watch your every step. Signed, ELF. The ELF had previously struck Cold Spring Harbor Laboratories on July 13th of last year, destroying 2 acres of genetically modified corn and greenhouses containing genetically modified seedlings. Cold Spring Harbor Laboratories were responsible for research related to the discovery of hybrid vigor, which led to increased corn production and to a revolution in crop breeding. This is now more commonly referred to as the Green Revolution and identified by thousands of scholars and activists from the Global South as a root cause of the starvation and depletion of soil and biodiversity occurring at an unprecedented rate around the planet. Moving to France, French police are preventing genetically modified crop destruction. Police in anti-riot gear prevented activists opposed to GM crops from hacking down 3 fields of experimental maize or corn. It was the first time French police have stopped GM crop sites from being ransacked since protesters began a campaign in late June to rip up bioengineered plants. The police action came after Prime Minister Lionel Jospin publicly criticized the destruction of GM crop tests, describing the protests as illegal and urging activists to stop. "When it's illegal, we said it nicely, they didn't understand, so now we're saying it a little less nicely," Farm Minister Jean Galvani told reporters on Saturday at a meeting of Jospin's Socialist Party in the seaside resort of La Rochelle. Some 100 activists from Radical Farmers Union Confederation Paysanne, Anti-Globalization Movement ATTAC, and other groups arrived at the test site in Sigallens in southwest France, wielding sickles and scythes to cut down the maize plants. But between 100 and 150 police carrying riot shields and truncheons waited at the field, which belongs to French biotechnology firm Biogema. The protesters placed their tools on the ground in front of the police, but said they would be back. "There is no question of having a confrontation. If we can't act today, we'll come back another day," one of the protest organizers said. A similar police reception waited the 100 or so activists who had planned to cut down 2 fields of maize or corn near the village of Saint-Morin-de-Rivière, in west-central France. The maize was being grown by U.S. biotechnology giant Monsanto, which has been the target of several anti-GM protests this summer. Small squads of police were present at previous protests, but had not intervened while activists raised the fields. Confédération Paysanne, which has accused the government of underestimating the possibility of cross-pollination between genetically modified and natural crops, criticized the government's show of force. "This shows the government has chosen force with no regard for consumer safety, which is scandalous," said a spokeswoman for the farm union founded by globalization foe José Bové. French seed and plant industry groups said they regretted it had taken so long for the government to decide to protect the test crops. They urged the authorities to prosecute those responsible for prior crop destructions. "The decision to make public forces intervene has finally been taken, and we hope it will dissuade small group of extremist foes," the group said in a joint statement. "We now expect authorities to keep their commitment and bring the appropriate legal proceedings so as to respect the rule of law in our country." That's the farm groups. While GM crops are common in the U.S., France and other European countries remain highly reluctant to sanction new genetic technology in agriculture. France nevertheless grows experimental GM crops on around 100 sites, all of which have been approved by the farm industry. Biogema, the French GM company, said it would file a civil lawsuit following what it described as intolerable destruction of GM maize crops at Cléon-de-Oderan in southeastern France. This story was written by Claude Canellis of the Reuters News Service. And here we go right to the source here. "GM crop destruction to continue throughout the month," says Bové. Peasants Confederation leader José Bové warned Sunday that his group's destruction of GM plants would continue until the end of September, despite the use of police to deter protesters. Bové told the French newspaper Journal de Dimanche, "Whatever the methods of government and what might displease French Premier Lionel Jospin and the Minister of Agriculture, we will continue the destruction of fields sown with GM crops until the end of September." Recent opinion polls have shown that the French are opposed to GM crop testing over fears that open-air trials could lead to mutant plants cross-fertilizing non-GM crops. Sea Shepherd officer arrested in the Galapagos, as Earth First Radio listeners heard last week, the continuing confrontation between the Sea Shepherd Society and the Ecuadorian Navy has reached a new high here. Sea Shepherd Marine Liaison Officer Sean O'Hearn Jimenez has been arrested and was in custody of police in Puerto Ayoro. The Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, a California-based international organization, has a ship patrolling the Galapagos Marine Reserve. Ahern, an American, aroused the anger of Ecuadorian naval authorities in his position on the Sea Shepherd patrol ship Serenian. The ship had been on an anti-poaching patrols in the reserve since March under a 5-year contract with Ecuador's National Park Service. The Serenian crew, headed by O'Hearn and assisted by Galapagos Park officials, captured vessels illegally fishing and shark finning in the reserve, but the vessels were ordered released by the Ecuadorian admiral, O'Hearn alleged. When O'Hearn complained vigorously about the releases, he made enemies who have now determined to get rid of him, Police in Puerto Ayora will not say on what charge O'Hearn is being held or if he has been charged with a crime, according to the Sea Shepherd spokesperson. And later news indicates that O'Hearn was released without any charges being filed. And we want to thank the Environmental News Service for that story. All right, we're going to take a little musical break here. We'll be back with more news in just a minute.
First Radio will be right back. Stand by.